to another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back. I am your host, Doug Owen, and welcome. This is our hour look back at the week, looking at some of the more important things, things that I find topical, interesting, and or informative, things I think people should be aware of. And we do it Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I talk about those things, those issues. You can call in and interact with the show. We have a toll-free number, 800-313-9443, if Daniel ported that correctly there at the RBN Studios. That's the mothership. You can go to our website dedicated to this show. That's blacklistedradio.com. We have an interactive chat room there. We have exclusive content, lots of cool stuff for you to be part of the show. And you can tweet at me, probably one of the easiest ways. BLN Radio is our handle and the text line. If you'd like to text the show, you can do that as well. 512-222-3067. So there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about, but I think that we, you know, that there's a elephant in the room, and that is the explosions that took place, these terror incidents over the weekend. Saturday night, we had a bombing, one that ripped through Chelsea, New York. A second device was found in a pressure cooker hours after a bombing that took place at a military fun run in Seaside Park, New Jersey. So, of course, the politics, the decision whether or not to call this a terror incident has become pretty much the norm. Politicians, people like Mayor de Blasio, didn't want to say it's terrorism. I guess the legal definition becomes the issue. And of course, the politic, the real politic around terrorism and the definition, you know, words do matter. And so we now have a confirmed terror attack that happened just yesterday. So we're going to talk about that, interesting anomalies, some of the, you know, questions around this incident are important. And of course, you know, I hate this. I just have to mention it. I always see articles in the alternative media, not 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe 4 hours after one of these incidents. And it's always the same clickbait headline. And that is the truth about what happened in Chelsea. You know, you always have these people that have these definitive answers. And of course, you know, most of these people are, you know, lawn chair sideshow jocks that, yeah, I mean, they're not people on the ground, and they're people like myself that are analyzing some of the news and other events and trying to come to these definitive conclusions for their audiences. We don't do that, but there are some interesting things that happened. So you have this explosion that injured 29 people. It has people on edge. Of course, we had this failed pipe bombing at this military fun run that was designed to support veterans and the like. So very interesting timing, considering the national interest around patriotism. If you've been watching any of the NFL, of course, there's an undertone of the racism and the injustices that are conducted by police departments across the nation. You have Colin Kaepernick and many other influential NFL people now trying to bring more attention to the national anthem. And if there's one thing that can nationalize the people or polarize the people, it is terror events. They are psychological operations, no matter who is conducting them, to instill fear in the public. And so it's important to talk about how that kind of changes the media narratives. Some of the other things that are happening in the world do not get the amount of attention that they should. Don't know exactly what happened, but we did have a mysterious caller. This is from the New York Post. The male unidentified caller said he was a block from the blast Saturday night. He promised there would be more explosions just after the bomb went off. A note was also supposedly found with the second undetonated bomb. It was said to contain writing that's partly in Arabic. you know, kind of interesting. I mean, a pressure cooker bomb. I mean, those are the ones that the CIA really devised and helped to use during the Afghan conflict with Russia, when the U.S. we talked a lot about that in the last episode, was intervening and funding the Mujahideen, training these terror groups to fight the Soviet occupation. And so you know, these are weapons designed by the U.S. intelligence agencies and really proliferated by them. So always, you know, you wonder what's behind these kind of motivations and why they use these specific types of tools. It brings you, I guess, you know, myself, it directly links to some kind of central intelligence that bomb maker had used. So I always find that odd. It's interesting to note. Whenever we have, it seems, any of these terror events, there is always a drill going on. I'm just saying, it seems that almost every time we have some kind of terror incident, there is something happening in the background that makes it very convenient. Here's a report from a local New York news agency. I want to thank No Agenda Show for providing this clip.
So loud that we actually... The explosion was so loud that we actually had somebody that came up to us that is actually with the National Guard. They were inside their apartment building on 24th Street. They told me once they heard the explosion, they put on the uniform and came out here on their own accord to see how they could help. The explosion was so loud. He initially thought that perhaps it was scaffolding, but then he realized that it was much louder than that. And that, I think, is what you see with some of those National Guard uniform wearers here. It seems to me, based on what this person told me, that they just happened to be in the area for training, and as soon as they heard, they happened to be in uniform already, some of the people that you may be seeing in the foreground in the background of me, and decided to come out here. It's not like they were called out here. They were happened to be in the area for training.
So the National Guard just happened to be in the area for training. Coincidence? You be the judge. Interesting, though, and not a lot of coverage of this in the mainstream media. We also have the Minnesota stabbing that took place over the weekend in a mall. ISIS, the intelligence. You know, when they say IS, I always think intelligence services when they talk about the Islamic State. Anyway, they have claimed responsibility for the man who stabbed eight people in this Minnesota shopping mall on Saturday. And they say that it is one of his soldiers. There is now the identification by Mr. Dahir Adan's family. Dahir Adan's father, Ahmed Adan, says the police identified his son as the slain attacker. Ahmed Adan told the Star Tribune of Minneapolis that police told him Saturday night that his son, Dahir, died at the Crossroads Center Mall in St. Cloud. St. Cloud Times also reports that Adan, a member of the local Somali community, was the man who attacked nine people. So this is going to bring a lot of attention back to, I think, the 2016 election. Some of the things that Donald Trump has been talking about, and of course the refugee crisis that is paralyzing countries in Europe, that ongoing fight. Just on a side note, Hungary and the EU are at each other's throats over how to handle the refugee crisis. We're seeing what's happening to Merkel and her party. Popular support for the social justicing of the European Union, European countries, displacement of these nations' populaces is not going well. And so this will bring this issue back to the forefront, I think, for the most time. It's been a talking point. I've been watching some of the news shows, the Sunday shows here today, and there's a huge special on the potential for the U.S. president to use nuclear weapons, going through how they do that on 60 Minutes, and that's another popular meme. We can't let Donald Trump get his hands on the keys to the nukes. So anyway, of course, we don't have a full picture of what has happened quite yet. And I don't know if we ever will get to the truth of what happened here. But it is a large distraction at a time where we have lots of pressure on candidates like Hillary Clinton. We have a focus on her health, things that the Clintons would probably rather not talk about. As to whether or not this is, some distraction created by intelligence services, I wouldn't go that far, but, it does have some of the hallmarks of a false flag event. Definitely state-sponsored in some form or fashion. Not always the U.S., but other state sponsors, those that are behind ISIS. Look at Turkey. Look at the other countries, Saudi Arabia, that have been funding many of these people. And of course, when we talked about 9/11 last week, we looked at the financial interests, the people that were supporting Muhammad Atta, that were funneling money to the 19 hijackers. We talked about that a lot. And that would be the most interesting aspect. Who were these people talking to? Where did they get their money? What was their story? How did they become radicalized? And usually it's one of two scenarios. They are under FBI surveillance. They are maybe willing participants, people that are patsies and or people being targeted by the FBI. The Orlando shooters, case in point. The FBI had been talking with him just weeks before. The Dallas shooter, same thing. Just a few months ago, we found out that the FBI had told him prior to the incident I'm referencing is the shooter that was targeting police, the sniper attacks. This young gentleman was talking to police. Check that. It was the shooter at the Muhammad painting party put on by Pam Geller, another operative, was talking with the FBI, and the FBI was actually coaxing him into lighting. I think they said lighting Texas on fire. Let's light this city up. And he did. So, we'll find out more as this goes on. Of course, it's a new developing, or as they call it in the mainstream media, a fluid situation. So there you go. I do want to talk about what's happening in Standing Rock. The mainstream media is now at least giving a little attention to this. I saw quite a bit on PBS, of course, Democracy Now, which is quasi mainstream media. I mean, it's definitely progressive media that's pretty far-reaching, but not part of the news cycle. Actually, Amy Goodman, their lead journalist, has a warrant out for arrest for her participation in the protest there at Standing Rock. My wife, I noticed, it was Friday night. She's running around and grabbing stuff out of the pantry, bringing out blankets and putting them all in bags. And I'm just watching her and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I am sending stuff to the protesters, the Sioux Nation and other tribes that are protesting the pipeline in North Dakota. And she had been alerted on Facebook about this. And the local Unitarian Church here in Round Rock actually has a convoy of people that are going to take food and other materials to those people there that are fighting the pipeline corporation. Talk about the corporation as well. It's got some other ties, but it's interesting to see how political activism can come out of Facebook, something that I'm not a big fan of, something that I definitely think it seems to be more important or more utilized by women. And that might just be my sexist take on it because my wife uses Facebook a lot more than I do. But you realize how much power Facebook has to, unite people that are trying to support protesters, but at the same time, they can immediately squash those kind of efforts. The new spam algorithm that Facebook has actually censored live video footage of protesters being, I wouldn't say attacked, but harassed by the, I mean, they have been attacked, but during this live stream video, some of the footage of even after the federal halt, of course, now Obama's involved and has halted this expansion, at least momentarily, but their video was cut off. So there's a little bit more to this story. It's kind of developed because one of the biggest issues is the possible potential ecological disaster that can happen from these pipelines. Really, you have two transit for oil in the U.S. in most places, and that is through pipelines, which do transit oil, gasoline, other chemicals pretty fastly, directly, and usually without much incidents to their location. You have what people call bomb trains, which is another meme, but you don't hear a lot about it, but it gets focus every once in a while, and that is cargo on trains carrying, or you know, cargo being the oil that they're carrying in cars to ports like the Intercoastal Canal here in Houston and throughout the U.S. to refineries and the like. And every once in a while, one of those derails. Well, over the weekend, we had two states declare a state of emergency after a gas pipeline leaked 250,000 gallons of gas. Native American protesters facing arrest in North Dakota for blocking the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. A gasoline pipeline spill is currently, as this is happening, a pipeline is currently unfolding in the South. A leak has prompted Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and Georgia Governor Nathan Deal to declare states of emergency. The Colonial Pipeline, which runs from Houston to New York, began leaking on September 9th, spilling 250,000 gallons of gasoline, or 6,000 barrels. The pipeline was built in 1962, and the current leak in Helena, Alabama, is the largest one Colonial Pipeline has experienced in 20 years. So this just brings more attention to what these protesters are talking about. And, you know, they've had a good run. Colonial Pipeline probably hasn't had a lot of spills, but when they do, it is devastating to the environment, to the people that live directly there, that grow crops in the vicinity. It's something that here in Texas, I mean, we've gotten pretty used to, and people do enjoy the profits and the products that we get from petroleum. It's not just your gas for your car. It's the plastic that you use every day, hospitals, all of the equipment. I mean, all of that is petroleum-based products. And so, you know, I, of course, am not a huge fan of them, unless they're saving my life. Something like that, but the use of them, you know, fighting the pipeline is just one battle, and I think that there's a much bigger problem, because what if they move the pipeline to somebody else's land, or use eminent domain, take your great-grandfather's farm so that they can run a pipeline through it rather than the Sioux Nation. It's just a, you know, it's just a moving of where those pipelines run. So on the other side, we'll talk about how this company that's building the Dakota pipelines also stealing from Texas landowners, right here on Blacklisted Radio. Stay tuned.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was a teenage anarchist, put the politics into convenience.
Welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. The story twists and turns. We'll talk more about this possible motive behind the NYC bombing in just a moment, but I want to talk about this Texas energy company called Energy Transfer Partners, the company responsible for construction of the hotly contentious Dakota Access Pipeline, has another controversial pipeline project with the potential to contaminate drinking water and the environment and destroy an area in Texas described as sacred and environmentally vital. And the ruthless company has been suing landowners to snatch their property for its own profiteering. Of course, they say it's for the public good, creating jobs, all those wonderful things that they can do through eminent domain, you know, bringing you a new toll road so some private Spanish company can take over. Oh, wait, that's what happened here locally. Anyway, so I'm not saying that these protests aren't great. I think they bring a lot of, you know, attention to these issues, eminent domain and pipelines themselves. I mean, it should be, talked about. And the power that the state and these companies yield, the collusion between them should be exposed. People should understand this. And with that, you know, I think people could make better decisions. That we could institute better laws. And, I think it's always a balance. I mean, when you want an industrialized economy like we used to have here in this country, these things are kind of, you know, facets of it. Energy is a huge, huge resource in this country, and it's a huge commodity. We need energy. I enjoy using electricity, air conditioning, and being able to go to a hospital that runs on energy. And I'm actually a big proponent of nuclear fusion, some of the new fission and fusion reactors, breeder reactors, some of the things that are coming online in the very near future. I think that those are the solutions, but alas, can we trust people to do the right thing? It's like this pipeline that just spilled 250,000 gallons of gasoline. It's 20 years old. You know, what kind of maintenance is being done? What kind of monitoring? What kind of safety gaps are there? What kind of ability do they have to stop leaks from, you know, continuing if there is an eventual burst in one of those pipelines? I mean, it's not a matter of whether or not the pipeline will fail. It's just a matter of when it fails and how, you know, bad the fallout will be. So it's something to definitely look at. I mean, we also have, you know, this massive sinkhole that's leaked more than 2 million gallons of radioactive water from a fertilizer plant into Florida's main source of drinking water. So this sinkhole has opened, and a storage pond containing 250 million gallons of this water sat atop the waste mineral pile and is drained into the aquifer. So millions of residents, you know, just another horrific thing happening in Florida. And, you know, the sinkholes are a whole nother issue that are popping up all over the planet as we search for clean water. And we see the, you know, massive pumping of aquifers and the depletion of them. We now have sinkholes popping up, especially in Florida. Louisiana has a lot of them. I mean, we do find them in Texas. Every once in a while, you see one of those videos where there's a car being eaten by, you know, a sinkhole. But, you know, it's one of the downsides of, you know, having this industrial manufacturing base and having, you know, production. And so I'm not a person that says, well, we need to, you know, get rid of everything and just be, you know, I mean, there has to be a transition. But radioactive fertilizer, you know, we should really start thinking about better ways to enrich produce for people. Anyway, you know, and this is just one of, you know, probably hundreds, if not thousands, of these type of leaks that happen every month that don't even go detected or reported. And you're not getting a lot of mainstream media about that you know, sinkhole. And well, and if they do, they it's always, you know, global warming tint. You know, we have to give more money to the federal government. We need more regulation. In some cases, probably more safety regulation. That takes us to the middle of the show. On the other side, at the bottom of the hour, we will continue. Your calls are welcome. 512-222-3067 is the text line. Hit me up. More Blacklisted Radio on the way.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
And I said, hey, 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 like we're ready.
Sorry, a little like it's Black Fist in radio. You know, I don't have all of the answers. You know, when it comes to some of these big, you know, environmental problems, you know, things that we are faced with today. And you know, I mean, I can't stress how important it is to, you know, filter your water. That's one of the big things, that the biggest takeaway I have. You know, you can control what, you know, what you can control, control. You can control what you put in your body. You can control where your dollars go. It's like the BDS movement, the divestment in Israel movement being outlawed in New Jersey by their portly governor, trying to think of his name. No, it doesn't matter. He's a Donald Trump fan. And you know, doesn't want people to be able to do this. Israel is going after a lot of these groups, and so that are trying to, you know, use their dollars to vote. I mean, when it comes to control, you have informational control, you have institutional control, you have financial control. Most of the things in our lives that we deal with, I'm just talking with a few old friends there in the chat room, and you know, looking at, you know, your own life and where you're at. There's only so many things you can control. There's only so many things that you can worry about. And, you know, I think that knowing is half the battle when it comes to most issues. Having an informed opinion is so rare in this society. So there you go. When it comes to, you know, radioactive fertilizer waste in the aquifers, It's just sad. It's really sad, and it shows you the failure of government to regulate these industries. You can't expect them to regulate themselves. Profits over people, almost always. That's the the people that are most influential in companies, most companies, at least publicly traded, are the stockholders. And so why don't people want to invest in infrastructure to reinforce pipelines? Because that's money that could be profits, that could be in people's stock portfolios. So that brings us to Facebook now working with the Israeli government to team up to censor posts. So if you haven't heard about this, we now have the Israeli government, BB and co, that are using Facebook to censor Palestinian, pro-Palestinian groups, those that oppose Israeli occupation. They will be the ultimate targets. Glenn Greenwald pinned a interesting post at The Intercept, kind of highlighting this, how the development between this relationship in Tel Aviv and Facebook has taken on a very close, intimate relationship. Also, they have their new trending algorithms. Now, I guess Facebook now has trending stories. Almost everybody has trending stories. We even have a section at the top of Blacklisted News for trending articles, things that are, you know, highly topical, people are commenting on. And it uses an algorithm to figure out between page views, comments, and other sharing interactions what's actually popular. Well, Facebook now says that it's going to fight the spread of fake news on its platform after publishing stories related to 9/11 conspiracy theories about the attacks, and that another one that said that famous news anchor from Fox, Megyn Kelly, was backing Hillary Clinton. Those are two things that emerged on the trending topics tab. So, you know, I started out talking about the political resistance. You saw that a lot during the Arab Spring, the use of social media, the use of Twitter and Facebook to orchestrate, to organize, to politically activate people. And now that control, that systemic control that they have has really, I think, because we've had so much consolidation in the use of Facebook. I mean, you know, there's a World Wide Web out there, people. There's things other than Facebook. It's just the convenience. People use it for an all-round communication system, for better or worse. I mean, there's cool things you can do on Facebook. I don't do a lot of them, but, you know, my wife gets all sorts of deals on local shop and swap, local communities, you know, when buying, you know, the stuff that we buy these days, like cradles and car seats and children's toys. You know, you can find a lot of good stuff that way. But there's always that hidden hand of media control behind it. Now that Facebook is trying to break into the media delivery, and it really has taken storm. I mean, Facebook is probably, for a lot of people, the number one place where they share and get news. Unfortunately, people might trust Facebook, but they don't trust the mainstream media. The latest Gallup poll, each and every year, I think I talk about this at least once. It seems like deja vu, but this came from Gallup. Americans' trust and confidence in the mass media is at an all-time low. Their trust to, quote, report the news fully, accurately, and fairly has dropped to its lowest level in history. 32% of you suckers out there still believe that the mainstream media is not controlled, not contrived, and working in your interest. That they're actually pushing news narratives that you believe are valuable and informative. So I don't know what to say about that. It probably also parallels or makes sense when you look at the latest depression statistics. U.S. among also the most depressed countries in the world. There's two others that you could live in that are more depressing, and that's India in China when it comes to unipolar depressive disorders. The U.S. is now ranked third. And I you know, go back to the environment and the economy and the socioeconomic situations in places like China and India, and it makes sense that we're right behind them. But I dare say I'd probably be a lot more depressed if I was in one of those countries, just because of massive populations put upon each other in a very tight, almost rat cage-like scenario, a panopticon. That's kind of what China has been built into. And I mean, beyond that, just not being able to express yourself freely or have any kind of political discourse, not being able to, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, that would depress me more. I talk about this often, and I was talking with my dad today, and I said, well, we're overtaxed, and the government's basically taking everything it can, and what they haven't taken is just enough to get by for most Americans. That's a new American dream, as Barack Obama said. It's just trying to get by, and that has become it. But, at least we don't have, a projected war currently, a battleground that we're living in, unless you're in places like, South Side Chicago, or, not the good South Side, but the other side. There's plenty of other battlegrounds that are taking place here. But for the majority of millions of Americans, we're pretty removed from that. That's really the only thing I think that keeps the system going, is that people, they feel that this is better than other places. It made me think of Amy Schumer, who's a pretty raunchy comic, somewhat funny, but she recently said that she would move to Spain if Donald Trump was elected, and she is just one of the many celebrities that have said this. I remember Joy Behr said that she would move from the United States and she would leave this country if George Bush was reelected. Well, she's still there on The View collecting her millions of dollars or talking about blah, 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 whatever it is that she talks about to the unemployed and professional housewives that watch her show daily. But this idea that they're going to go somewhere that's so much better. You look at the massive corruption within the Spanish government, all of the banking fraud and I could go on and sit here and just lambaste the political corruption that takes place in Spain. And so it's always just kind of this, humorous idea. Well, I don't like this country. I'm going to go somewhere better, like Spain. I'm going to leave and go to China. It's so much better there. It's like, I understand that you don't like Trump, but that is not that you're leaving one place where there's plenty of cronyism and systemic corruption for another. So, we mentioned the explosion that took place in New York, these terror incidents. I just saw this on Zero Hedge, and it's pretty interesting. The note that was left behind, the apparent manifesto, is not something that you would think typically. You would think that it's, evil Americans, we hate you for your freedom. We hate you for, not loving Allah and, not following or subscribing to Sharia law. I mean, that seems like the norm. But this is actually a social justice warrior type manifesto. And allegedly, this is from the New York bomber himself, or whoever is playing the New York bomber. Quote, taking a human life. I don't know exactly how I feel about taking human lives. However, what I do know is that if I don't do what needs to be done, nobody will pay attention. LGBTQ people are much more likely to commit suicide than straight cisgendered people. It seems that nobody cares. However, what if people from the LGBTQ community started lashing out in response to the violence and oppression we face with the violence and possibly oppression? I'm sure that would give people a reason to not stand by while so many are being oppressed. I suppose I'm just going to have to move forward knowing that what I am doing had a purpose and will in fact make a difference. I'll keep you posted. He goes on to manufacturing test explosives. Hi, you probably all have seen the news by now. The explosives detonated in New York City. That was me. Those were just some tests. I know where I have been or where I've made errors, and I'll not make the same mistakes next time. I did it because I cannot stand society. I cannot live in a world where homosexuals like myself, as well as the rest of the community, are looked down upon by society. So society looks down upon them and considers them to be mentally ill, sinners, attention seekers. I mean, it goes on, just plain weirdos in general. And this is just some of the most irrational reasoning imaginable, that you're going to you're going to kill people, and somehow that is going to make me better identify with your plight, with your sexual orientation or, gender identification. Anyway, I don't know if this is planted. I really have a lot of questions about the authenticity of it, but it's interesting because if you hearken back to the Florida nightclub bombing, or excuse me, mass murder by Omar Mateen, it was a gay club, and you had this guy who was definitely bi-curious, definitely had, I mean, his own girlfriend, his fiance said that she thought that he was homosexual, had homosexual tendencies, sexual perversions. Same thing with Muhammad Atta. Right before the attacks on 9/11, they were snorting coke with his stripper girlfriend. I mean, it's interesting. You see these trends over and over again, and somehow this suppressed deviancy. And I think that people think it's taboo. If your father and all the people in your family tell you this is evil and it's wrong and you shouldn't do it, it just makes people want to do things more. Now it makes it kind of kinky. It makes it taboo. And we're hearing more about the kind of suppression of that in the Islamic communities and how that is really looked down upon. But, and of course, this leads to people, wanting to somehow, legitimize their lives or maybe doing something for God because they feel guilty. I think this is definitely a planted narrative, but this is something that we're seeing more and more, and I think you're going to hear more and more about this as we look at this, this transformational narrative that's taking out around this attack. And we're going to probably see more people like this that are, confused and want to awaken the world to the evils and to stop oppression. This is also an ideology that's being taught to the youth in this country, and anybody in college probably has seen the political correctness that is driving a lot of people. I mean, even this guy, nuts. And it's, I've talked about it before, and if your sexual orientation, what turns you on, who you have sex with, is not something that I think defines a person. It might be an attribute. It might be something you're into, a hobby, or who you lust after, who you fall in love with. Those things aren't identifiers to me, and I don't identify as a white, heterosexual man. You know, that's what I am if you ask me those questions, but it's not something that I wear on a t-shirt, and it's not a, I'm not in some community with other white heterosexual men. If I meet another white heterosexual man, I don't think, well, you know, you're a white heterosexual man. You know, we obviously have the same interests and we should be part of some group, even though you see that kind of being thrust upon what they call the gay community, the queer community, all of these other terms. And, you know, the communal aspect of it is used as a political, you know, football. It's a wedge. Okay, well, these are issues for these types of people. And because maybe you have sex with other men, you should be now somehow automatically put into this club. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that defy us and define us. And, you know, what you do in your bedroom, that I think is, you know, just one of many things that could be used to describe a person. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Final segment on the other side. It's the one and only Blacklisted Radio.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You know, I was actually looking at some of the feedback in the chat room there at blacklistedradio.com, and, you know, people, I think, have a lot of strong opinions about the morality of sexual orientation. Of course, a big concern is children, how they respond to this, if you know, whether or not it's, you know, adversely affecting them. And those are great points. I just don't think that you're going to be able to have the government or law ever really regulate morality in an efficient or fair manner, quite honestly. The war of terror. We talked about what's happened in New York, the social justice warriors note. And I think over the next week, I'll probably get my head better around what happened, and we'll probably follow up next Sunday. But I wanted to mention this. This is something that we should look at, considering we have a war on terror. The U.S. has now spent $5 trillion and increased. And during that time, we have an increase of terrorism by 6,500%. That's 65 times over 100%. And what do we have to show for it? I mean, we've racked up nearly $19.3 trillion basically through fear of impending economic doom, not to mention the necessity to continue to support the military-industrial complex. I mean, $38.8 billion going to Israel just this year. Of course, with strings attached, U.S. military contractors will get the majority of that cash. Regardless of what you think about my opinions on the last show, and a lot of people were very negative about it, where are we at? Do you think the government's done a good job? Do you feel safer today? And do you think your $5 trillion was well spent? And are you okay with living in a police state? Police are now stopping innocent Americans and taking their DNA nationwide. It's unregulated. There's no laws guiding police departments. Instead of fingerprinting and handcuffing, it's now swabbing and getting people to spit. That has been a new trend. Also, you're not going to hear anything about this almost probably anywhere. Rule 41 change now allows FBI mass surveillance if Congress does nothing. The deadline is December 1st. If Congress fails to act, the FBI gains power, the power to hack and surveil an unlimited number of computers. If your grandmother's computer is the target, and anybody that's communicated with her, they can now search and have unlimited access to their computers. Not only that, but a really disturbing report came out about police departments now becoming quote-unquote mini NSAs. Police forces across the United States are stockpiling massive databases with personal information from millions of Americans who crossed paths with officers but were not charged with a crime. And it goes on. You know, and so as we see the attention to police departments, and I think the unfair treatment and in some cases literal assassination of civilians, these issues get completely pushed out of the limelight, and people are talking about what the police are doing, but justifying all these other things, all of these other types of invasions into our privacy. So anyway, I'll have the notes at blacklistednews.com. Also, interesting timing. You know, you have a bombing event, and tomorrow, the unveiling of the Temple of Baal. That's taking place in New York City. We'll talk about that next week if we get a chance. Guys, thanks for the time. I appreciate it so much. And I want to thank two people before we get out of here. Alex Breeden and Sarah Kinney. Both of you guys supported the show with a financial contribution. Please support us. Go to blacklistedradio.com. We have the produced podcast commercial free after the show that you can download and share with friends and family. Do that. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. I hope you will join me as well. And until then, take care.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.